The National Cotton Council has joined forces with a number of cotton interest organizations in the Southeast to put pressure on USDA's Risk Management Agency, or RMA. The group believes that USDA's loss adjustment procedures are not in line with the needs of the cotton growers who suffered a great loss due to heavy flooding in the region earlier this month. The National Cotton Council's Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis, Dr. Jody Campici, joins us today to explain how the current procedures could be improved to better serve producers.
Due to the devastating effects of the recent historical rainfall and flooding in areas of the Southeast, National Cotton Council, along with the North Carolina Cotton Producers, South Carolina Cotton Board, and Southern Cotton Growers, have sent a letter to the Risk Management Agency requesting the authorization of emergency loss adjustment procedures.
Streamlining loss adjustment procedures would greatly accelerate the adjustment process and the issuance of indemnity payments to policyholders in those affected areas.
Farmers in those areas had excessive flooding and excessive moisture in very widespread areas. In South Carolina and North Carolina, those producers were hit the hardest. In South Carolina, 78% of the crop is rated in fair to poor condition. In North Carolina, 62% of the crop is rated in fair to poor condition.
By authorizing emergency loss procedures,
RMA would minimize unnecessary delays in processing claims that would likely occur following a disaster of this magnitude.